Welcome to the Mac Barfstead Mission Success Podcast Series. Today, we are speaking with Peter Confrancesco, who's an innovation engineer at MacFar, about the rise of machine learning operations, or MLOps, in the federal IT arena. And Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, before we really dive into the MLOps topic, if you don't mind, tell our listeners or give them a brief summary of core DevOps principles and how you all use it at the MacFar Innovation Lab.
All right. Absolutely. So I've got seven core principles I generally follow. You know, depending on who you ask, you know, there might be more, might be less. People might fold them into one another, but this is what I operate off of. So number one, end-to-end responsibility. The developer has, you know, responsibility for each step of the development lifecycle. There's customer-centric design, which really is just a focus on short feedback loops with your end users. You want a direct pipeline from the end user to the developer. There is cross-functional autonomous teams. There is the automate as much as possible. As a caveat to that, it's not automate everything. It is automate as much as possible within reason. That's kind of the invisible in parentheses marks for that one. And then there is, I like to say continuous X. You know, you're going to hear a lot of different continuous something, whether it's continuous iteration, improvement, integration, delivery, monitoring, testing. Really, you are just continuously doing everything you're supposed to be doing. So number six and seven, it's just incremental releases. That's kind of part of continuous iteration and continuous improvement. You make small improvements quickly over time. And that really plays into those short feedback loops because you've got the short time to delivery of incremental improvement, and then you get immediate feedback from your end users, and you get that cycle going as quick as you can. And then lastly is a principle, it's more of an architecture principle than a DevOps principle, but loosely coupled architecture is always important in the innovation lab because we prefer to be modular about our approach. You know, whether it's platform, language, framework, you know, agnostic, we're trying to make sure our implementations can fit whatever environment our customers are in.
Perfect, Peter. Appreciate that rundown there. Let's jump into, I guess, the meat of the podcast today. So what really is MLOps?
All right. So firstly, when we're talking about DevOps, DataOps, MLOps, it's always about streamlining a process. That's an oversimplification, of course. We're not just throwing ops afterwards to confuse people. So MLOps builds on core concepts of DevOps and adds missing pieces specific to the machine learning domain. There's a lot of custom configuration and design considerations that you would not typically see within DevOps. And so we're just trying to fill in those missing pieces for our operations. A good example of this would be data versioning. In typical DevOps, you would not be versioning your data. However, in machine learning, it's not enough to version the code that is training the model, but it is also important that you version the data you are using to train that model. You know, while this is understood, the practical applications of data versioning are still very varied, unlike code versioning. So MLOps is a discipline aimed at increasing the number of machine learning and data science projects that successfully mature into production. Reading a lot of different studies around how industry and is implementing machine learning models on a enterprise level, you'll often find that machine learning models are used in a tactical sense where you're trying to find some sort of pocket of value. And then, you know, very rarely is it deployed enterprise wide. What we are aiming to do is create this standardized, repeatable process while taking away some of the pitfalls associated with the development of machine learning models and their implementation. A common issue that you're going to run into, and this kind of mirrors DevOps as well, is you've got a very specialized set of skills. You know, the person who's developing machine learning models, you know, they've spent many years on a very specific corner of IT, but they're expected to oversee in the same way that end-to-end responsibility applies to DevOps, it applies to MLOps as well. So they're in charge of, you know, deployment, monitoring, refreshes, retraining, things like that. And the more machine learning models that you develop, the more time that's going to be spent on everything but real machine learning development. So what you are aiming to do in streamlining those processes is put the power in the hand of the developer to do what they're actually supposed to be doing, which is develop.
Awesome, Peter. So kind of stepping back a little bit, how does this benefit MACPAR's federal government clients?
So in MACPAR's case, a large part of the benefit comes from the experimentation that we are doing every day. We are identifying optimal configurations, known good development patterns. How do we make this faster, better, cheaper? And in the same way as DevOps, it's a big concern where, yes, we're trying to be faster, we're trying to be more efficient, but you don't want to sacrifice quality. And that's very difficult to do unless quality is built in from the beginning. So just, you know, running down the typical benefits, you've got, you know, faster delivery without sacrificing quality. You've got faster issue resolution and issue identification. You've got greater scalability and reproducibility. You've got standardized operating environments, greater visibility into the system outcomes and those performance metrics. Those are always very important. And just faster innovation through incremental innovation.
All right. Well, this concludes this MACPAR Fed Mission Success podcast interview with Peter Cofrancesco, who's an innovation engineer at MACPAR. And as you heard, Peter was kind enough to discuss the rise of machine learning operations, or ML ops, in the federal IT arena. And Peter, thank you so much for your time today.
Again, thank you for having me.